also settled in our temple very mercifully. Some Prabhupada disciples said that the most beautiful deities of Gaur-Nithya are in Radha Gopinath temple. Most delicate, most beautifully formed, with most beautiful sharp features, attracting everybody's attention, beautiful smile on the face, beautiful graceful position, raised hands, chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So our discussion today will be in two parts. The decision of Lord Krishna to descend in the material world in Kali Yuga will be half part, and Lord Chaitanya visits Vrindavan will be the second part. Let us see how far we can cover everything. So first of all, I will like to seek all of your blessings, all the senior Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada, Gurudev, to be able to speak on Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes from whatever we have heard and read. So there is a book called Chaitanya Mangala, written by Lochan Das Thakur, one of the close associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I would really strongly recommend to all of you that you have still few more days for Gaurlila, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance day to come. It's a very, very beautiful book, which very sweetly and poetically describes the mostly the childhood pastimes of the Lord and the background behind the appearance of the Lord. So Narad Muni one time was lamenting, being a Trikalagya, being aware of the past, present and future, knowing well that the people in Kali Yuga will be very much fallen, very much losing good qualities. They will only begin with only one limb of dharma, that is truthfulness. 75% of the life qualities, the qualities of dharma would have been lost, and they will be perpetually losing all those qualities in exponential way, reaching to zero at the end of Kali Yuga. Memory very short, always prone to fights, upadrav, very dull-headed, very lazy, very unfortunate, so many things are there. And life is also very, very short. In such condition, Narad Muni was wondering how one can be delivered in such condition. So he decided to go to Dwarka in the spiritual world, where Lord Krishna was sitting with Rukmini Devi in the spiritual world. It is said that in spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan, also there is Dwarka, also there is Ayodhya and Mathura. So just having spent one day with Satyabhama, Lord was visiting Rukmini Devi and she welcomed him with Mitravinda and Agnajiti, the other two queens of the eight queens principle. And the Lord Krishna saw Rukmini was crying. Very beautiful description is there, you can go and read in details what kind of discussion takes place between the two beloveds, the topmost beloveds. So Rukmini Devi was expressing basically her sorrow that soon you will be leaving us, that's why I am lamenting. And she glorified the lotus feet of the Lord, that the lotus feet of yours, my Lord, are so glorious that just by the dint of worshipping your lotus feet, everybody gets their perfection, and I myself have you as my husband, but still I prefer worshipping your lotus feet over having your personal association. Yeah, that is the perfection of my life. Even Lakshmi Devi, Lord Shiva, Brahma, everybody achieved their wonderful positions by serving your lotus feet. And I am very much worried that soon these lotus feet will leave us and go somewhere else. And then when she was describing the glories of the lotus feet of the Lord, she said that this particular aspect of relishing the worship of a lotus feet, and what we experience when we worship lotus feet, what Srimati Radharani experiences when she worships a lotus feet, you do not know my Lord. The Lord was puzzled. He said, oh, is there something which I don't know myself? He said, yes, my Lord. And he was very much awestruck to hear that something. He said, this is the first time I am hearing subject matter of something, knowing everything and being the source of all knowledge in the whole creation. Still I am coming to know now there is something which I also don't know, which my devotees know, like Rukmini and Radharani. So he became very curious. And then again Rukmini started crying because she was anticipating Lord's departure. At that same time Narad Muni appeared in the palace of Krishna where Rukmini was sitting with Krishna. So immediately Krishna and Rukmini welcomed Narad Muni, washed his lotus feet, greeted him very well with loving words. And he also appeared to be very sorrowful. So Lord asked him, why are you so upset? He said, I see Kali Yuga is filled with people who are most fallen, having no knowledge, no inclination towards devotion to you. What is their hope? He narrated in a great length their fallen condition and he said, please, my Lord, give me some solace from this pain to see all your children, all your parts and parcels suffering in the forthcoming Kali Yuga. So the Lord said, I will appear as my dear wife has just revealed something which is very mysterious to me. I would like to experience the love of my devotees. At the same time, while I am relishing the love experienced by my devotees worshipping me and trying to know my own glories when they relish them, I will distribute my love to everybody in Kali Yuga. I will not hesitate to give the love of myself, Krishna Prema, to everyone and everybody on earth without discriminating their caste, creed, birth, knowledge and anything. I will just distribute the ultimate perfection and achievement of life freely to everybody. And Narad Muni became ecstatic and he was thankful to the Lord. He was grateful. He was again and again thanking the Lord. He bowed down. He fell in ecstasy. He fell in unconscious condition. Again he rose and Lord embraced him. And he fell more ecstatic. Again he fell unconscious. And this way he left the spiritual world. And one thing I forgot to mention to you, while he was describing this particular form of himself, the Lord, to Narad Muni, he was saying, my form will be of molten gold color. I will be raising my hands and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I will inundate the whole material world by the love of myself in the hearts of everybody. I'll make everybody mad. Everybody will go in ecstasy just realizing and relishing the beautiful devotional service to myself. And Lochandas Thakur explains that this is the first time in the creation Lord revealed his Gauranga form and Lord manifested in front of the eyes of Narad Muni the form of Lord Gauranga, the molten gold complexion. Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam Sango Pangasra Parshadam. So that beautiful form when Narad Muni saw, he fell in ecstasy. Even Rukmini also saw that form. Even Mitravinda and Nagnajiti were present there, they also saw that beautiful form. And Lord exhibited such love that just by looking at that love that the Lord had as a devotee of himself, because he proclaimed, for the first time I will go down as my own devotee to relish the mellow of my devotion to myself. So they were also very much mesmerized to see the beautiful unique form of the Lord. Then Narad Muni, the Lord told Narad Muni that, now you please go and tell Brahma, Shiva, all the demigods, all the rishis and all the planets and all the creation, everywhere you travel, and tell them I am going to come. And tell the demigods to appear to assist in my pastimes. So Narad Muni, playing on his veena, ecstasy, left to inform everybody. He came to Naimisharanya and he met Uddhav. He told whole the story to Uddhav, what happened in spiritual world. And Uddhav was saying that I have always controlled my senses, by honoring the Mahaprasad of the Lord and by accepting the food remnants of Lord, I have conquered Maya, I have conquered the illusory potency of the Lord and always remain in control of my senses. So hearing about the glory of Mahaprasad of the Lord, Narad Muni got tempted. He said, oh, I have never had the Mahaprasad of the Lord. So he travelled all over. There is a long story, of course. He went to Brahma and informed Brahma, and he travelled to demigods, informed them, and again he travelled back to Vaikuntha. He has come from spiritual world Dwarka, then he went to Vaikuntha, where Lakshmi Devi was serving the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. And he went in a very anticipatory mood, and he told her that, I want the food remnants of Lord Vishnu. She said, it is very, very impossible to get Lord Narayan's Mahaprasad because he has warned me not to give this Mahaprasad to anybody. But you are my son, I love you very much, you will have to wait. How much time I cannot tell you, but you have to wait. So every day she would serve beautiful, wonderful preparations to Lord Narayan, and he would honor it nicely, she would fan him nicely, and she would not dare. She would think, I will ask, but she could not get the daring, and she would come back. And Narad Muni would wait for him, for her, and she said, sorry, I couldn't ask him. And like that, 11 years of Vaikuntha passed, not of earth. 11 years went away, like that, waiting, waiting and waiting. And Narad Muni was getting impatient, upset and sorrowful. Lakshmi Devi was also compassionately upset. And one day, while serving the lunch Mahaprasad, lunch bhoga to Lord, she appeared very morose. So Lord said, why are you looking so morose? Is there anything upsetting you? Did I not fulfill your desires? Did I upset you? Didn't I fulfill any of your desire? Anything I did which was hurting you? So she said, nothing, my Lord. No, please tell me. I cannot bear your upset face. So she said, what to tell you? For his last 11 years, your dear son and devotee, Narad Muni, is waiting to receive your Mahaprasad. What? Mahaprasad? No. You cannot give my Mahaprasad to anybody. This is my warning to you. But you should have told me this earlier. You could have given this Mahaprasad without my knowledge to him. Lord is contradicting himself. He said, my Lord, how can I do this? How can I disobey you and do something which is not desired by you? He said, no, you may not have to inform me now. You may give him my Mahaprasad without informing me also. So she came out and gave the Mahaprasadam to Narad Muni, and Narad Muni was in ecstasy the moment he honored Mahaprasadam. Both his arms, hands filled with the Mahaprasad of the Lord. Narad Muni honored it and he immediately became unconscious. He couldn't understand what's happening to him. Tears were flowing from his eyes. The hairs on his body were standing and he was trembling, he was falling unconscious. All the Ashtavikaras manifested in his body. And then he didn't realize when he reached Kailash Loka. In that condition, rising, laughing, smiling, crying, falling unconscious, getting up again jumping, again dancing, singing the holy names of the Lord. He just was doing somersault sometimes, falling in the dust, rolling in the dust. He reached Kailash. And Lord Shiva saw, my brother, what has happened to him? I never saw him in this condition. He said, so he touched him. He held him by hand. He said, Narada, tell me what has happened to you. So Narada slowly came back to external consciousness. And he said, I honored Lord Narayan's Mahaprasad. And this is what happened to me. So Lord Shiva said, how you forgot me? I am your brother. How can you forget me? Didn't you feel I was worthy of it? So he said, oh, there was no time in between the reception of Mahaprasad, honoring it and thinking. There was no time to think only. Totally got myself out of control. But maybe there is, I didn't wash my hands. I don't remember washing my hands. It may be in my hand. So he saw his feast. He opened the feast and he saw some morsels of Mahaprasadam and immediately offered to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva grabbed them and immediately honored them. And he started dancing ecstatically. You know what does the dance mean? He only dances when there is pralay. And somewhat the dance is similar. Whenever he dances in ecstasy also. So started dancing so ecstatically that Mother Earth started trembling. She just was getting slipped from her position, and somehow she was going down and down and down in her position, from her position to the lowermost position in the Brahmanda. And she took a form of a cow and came running to Katyayani, the wife of Lord Shiva, and she said, "Look what is happening. I am becoming miserable. Why he is dancing like this? It is not time for pralay." So she came running and saw her husband was dancing in such a tumultuous way, and she saw there is no time for pralay. Why he is dancing right now? She couldn't figure out, and she was wondering, and she was looking at the Mother Earth in the form of cow. And then she had no other means, because she was totally out of control. She was dancing in such a way, she was thumping the earth, and earth was just slipping again and again down and down and down. So she spoke very harsh words to him. That's not mentioned in the Chaitanya Mangal, so I can't repeat to you. But you can imagine, she just spoke very harshly, and that broke the meditation of the Lord and the ecstasy of the Lord, Shiva. And he came to external consciousness, and she asked, "Why are you dancing like this? What has gone wrong? It's not time for pralay." So he said, "I just honored the Mahaprasad of Lord Mahavishnu, Lord Narayan, given to me by Narad Muni. And this is my condition." So she said, "I spoke to you very harshly, please forgive me." So as Lord pacified, Lord Shiva said, "I'm okay, no problem, but this is the reason. I got out of control totally." She said, "How did you forget to give it to me? I'm your wife. I'm your Ardhangini. I'm supposed to receive everything half from you, spiritually and materially. How can you forget me?" So she got very upset. And at that same time, she declared, "I will perform tapasya. I will invoke the Lord's presence. I will make him come down and appear to me. And then I will receive Mahaprasad from him. And I will not eat alone. I will give everybody, every living entity, even to dogs and jackals in Kali Yuga." So Lord was very inspired in Vaikuntha. Instantly appeared there in Kailash. And this is power of determination. Please note this point. The Lord is always inspired whenever a devotee is determined to achieve something in his devotional service. But she was not asking something for herself, although she appeared to be asking for herself initially. But she was always, she is always thinking of all the people in the Kali Yuga, or not in the Kali Yuga, in the material world, who are bound by three gunas, and she is entangling them, and who are bound by birth and death and suffering. She is always, while doing her job of a jailer, thinking mercifully of how to deliver them. So then the Lord promised that, "I will give my Mahaprasad to you, and I will come in the form of Lord Gauranga in Kali Yuga to distribute the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." Then Parvati Devi went down on earth and performed tapasya. For a long time she performed tapasya, and she got the darshan of Lord Gauranga. And that place was Simantadvip. Of course it was named Simantadvip after this happened, but where Lord Jagannath appears in Navadvip Dham. That is a dvipa where it is called Jagannath Puri of Mayapur Dham, Navadvip, where Lord appears there. And immediately after Lord appeared in front of Devi Katyayani, Parvati, she took the dust from his feet and put in the parting of her hair, Simanta. That's why that dvip is called Simanta Dvip, where Parvati resides eternally as proud Maya. That is her position in Navadvip Leela, and she also lives like Purnamasi in Vrindavan Leela. And that time he told Parvati that, "I will be chanting Hare Krishna with raised hands and distributing this to everybody and inundate the whole world in Kali Yuga with love of Godhead." So this is the second time Lord appeared. Then, as the 28th Yuga cycle of Vaivasvata Munu began, in the Dwapar of that 28th Yuga cycle, 28th Kalpa, when Dwapar Yuga started, at that time, I will not be able to narrate you in detail, but in brief, The Lord was, Lord appeared in Mathura, was taken immediately to Gokul. There the demons attacked day by day, disturbing the all the inhabitants of Gokul. There was a lot of terrorism by the demons sent by Kamsa. So they decided to come back, and they came back to Nandagaon. Radharani was brought to Gokul, Barsana from Rawal. And from Gokul, Nanda Maharaj brought Krishna Balaram to Nandagaon. And then there was the benediction that Radharani received from Durvasa Muni, that whatever she will cook, it will be nectarian, more tasted than Amrita. And whoever will eat it, he will become victorious always, and he will become free from all disease. So Yashoda Mata came to Kirti Maya and told that I would like to have Radharani to cook for my Kana. She agreed, and she went there, and the daily coming and going and cooking for Krishna started. There are so many unlimited pastimes of Radharani going to Nandagaon and cooking for Krishna at the bank of Pavan Sarovar, from the water, from a special kund, special well that Yashoda Maya dug for her, and feeding Krishna every day. And daily she was meditating that, I wish this beautiful girl, filled with divine qualities, she can become my daughter-in-law, the wife of my dear Kanha. And one day she applied turmeric on her hand, and that was in the ecstasy, but she was not in her control of her senses, and the ecstasy of love for Radharani, little Radharani, overwhelmed her, and she didn't know what she was doing. She went in her kitchen and immediately took turmeric powder and applied to her both hands, which means betrothal, which means vag nishchay, which means engagement. And they were both, everybody in ecstasy, and Radharani also was in ecstasy. She felt very shy with her friends Lalita, Vishakha and others. And time came to go back to Barsana, and they were still in ecstasy till the time they came to the border of Barsana. There she realized, oh, what will my mother say? Is that the culture I have given you? You go yourself and get engaged? This is not our culture. So Lalita Vishakha also got alarmed. And now they were not in ecstasy, they were in sorrow. They were wondering what to do, how to handle the situation now. So Lalita is a usual best advice giver. She said, see, there is a beautiful pond here. You can wash your hands here nicely, absolutely, and we will not tell anybody what happened, and we will go back to our houses. Soon, everybody came to know, and they went to Kirti and Vishwabhanu Maharaj and told that, did you engage your daughter Radharani with Kana? This is all guesswork. Because they saw that the pond became yellow. And next morning, when everybody came for their morning duties, various kinds of duties, they saw the whole pond had become yellow. So they guessed, you know, first of all, they are engrossed in Krishna and Radharani's love. And they always wish that they should meet, and always wish that she should get married with him. So all their divine imagination led them to the story which actually happened, which they were thinking it is our imagination. And in the end of the imagination was that this must have happened. So they went to inquire, and Radharani had to agree to her parents, this is what happened. After this event, one day Krishna came, because he cannot stay in Nandagaon alone for a long time, in separation from Radharani. So he came at the bank of that pond, which was now named as Pili Pokhar, or Priya Kund, very dear to Radharani, or Piyala Kund. So he saw that yellow color. He was wondering, wow, that yellow color was not only simply yellow, it was effulgent, it was very attractive, it was bewildering the mind of Krishna. And he was having questions in his mind, and he was like looking all over yellow color, and he was only asking one question: what is this yellow substance? What is the yellow substance? Please say, what is the yellow substance? And asking this question verbally and loudly, and the sound resounding in all the surroundings, he was getting down the steps of water. And then he raised his hand, because he had question. And he went down to knee deep, then waist deep, then chest deep, then face deep, then nose deep, and he still further went down. And he entered the whole water and travelled the whole pond from all sides. There were only two scenes. There were only two things seen, the peacock feather and the two arms. And that two palms only. And these three things were moving around the whole pond, and the question was resounding, what is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance? Everybody came to see from where the sound is coming. It was reverberating the whole atmosphere. And then soon, two palms became two hands, and the face came up, and the Lord came up, and he was totally yellow, golden yellow. And still he was asking, what is the yellow substance? What must be the answer of this question? Anybody knows? The yellow substance is the love of Radharani. And Krishna was completely overwhelmed, mesmerized, bewildered. And with the question in mind, he had already assumed the yellow color which Radharani left in the kund. And our dear His Holiness Barsana Swami tells us that this is the first time in the material world Krishna revealed his Gauranga Mahaprabhu form. And everybody was wondering, who is this personality with peacock feather and golden color chanting, what is the yellow substance? So this is the third time Lord Chaitanya revealed his position, his form, that he will be coming in future. Then, one more time, in Vatsapala Leela. Now this is all timings, the timings of this Leela is when Krishna has not yet accepted big cows. Not the Gopashtami pastime has not taken place. That took place after 5 years, fifth birthday and few months later on, in month of Kartik it took place. So this is Vatsapala Leela, when Krishna is herding small cows. At that time, Brahma came and Krishna was herding his baby cows, and they sat down at the bank of Jamuna. They opened their tiffins and they were sharing the tiffins. They were tasting and giving it to Krishna, eating half laddu and giving half laddu. This is very beautiful, this is very beautiful, very tasty. And this whole beautiful pastime is narrated in Bhagavatam, was going on the bank of Jamuna. At that time, Brahma had heard that Agasur was killed, who had terrorized all demigods, and you know, they had run away from their own position, hiding in caves in the fear of Agasur. And the news came to Brahma that a small child of 7-year-old age killed this Agasur. So he wanted to confirm. And they were also telling him, this 7-year-old boy is none other than our worshipable Lord, Sri Krishna. So he came down to just see who is that, is it our Lord or not. And to his amazement, everybody was, you know, eating from each other's plate, and they were also offering that so-called supreme personality, worshipable Lord of Brahma, also all these things from their mouth. So he said, how can this be, Lord? My Lord, we have to make so many mantras. So many mantras, well, and so much of time allocated for Naivedyam, nobody can see while he is honoring. How can this be, Lord? You know, he is eating from the plates of the illiterate and village boys who are only herds of cowherds. So he snatched everybody. A long pastime. Then Lord bewildered him by his showing his opulence. And he repented, he offered prayers. And this also there in Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma repented, truly shed tears from his 8 eyes, put his 4 heads at the lotus feet of the Lord, cried really repentfully, and the Lord forgave him. No problem, I forgive you. And he went away. But he was not satisfied by the repentance that he exhibited. Although Lord accepted and Lord forgave him. So he was flying on his Hamsa Vahana, on his, what is it called? Rajahamsa? Swan carrier. And he was going towards Brahmaloka, but still he was crying, and he felt still dissatisfied. So again got down the earth and started performing tapasya, because he was thinking that, what is the use of my being Brahma? I don't want to become Brahma anymore. This position is, you know, intoxicating me with pride, and I am, instead of assisting you, my Lord, in your pastimes, I am breaking your pastime. I am stealing your friends and associates away from you and breaking the pastime. So next time I don't want to become Brahma. Please make me your servant. Make me something insignificant, purposefully, who has no pride, who has no position, who has no wealth, who has no authority or anything. Let me be insignificant in my next birth, and let me be assisting you in your pastimes. That was his mood. Very inspiring mood. Very rarely one who is in such an exalted position can have this kind of mood. In fact, he has assumed a form of a mountain, a stone, achara, that is, which has almost no consciousness in one sense, stone. He has become stone in Barsana. So that personality, in this mood, repentfully was performing tapasya. And as a fruit of his tapasya, Lord Gauranga appeared to him. And that place happened to be the place where Lord Chaitanya would appear in forthcoming Kali Yuga, the Yogapitha Antardvipa, where there would be house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, and where he would appear under the neem tree. In the same place Brahma was performing tapasya, in the same place Lord Gauranga in Dwapar Yuga during Vatsapal time of Krishna Leela appeared to Lord Brahma and told him, "You will become Haridas Thakur. You will take birth in the family of a Mlecha, or Yavana, sorry. You will become a Muslim and you will have no position from the point of view of Brahminical culture. But you will become the Acharya of the holy name. You will chant the holy name 3 lakh times a day. And you will be famous all over the world as Namacharya Haridas Thakur." So Lord Brahma was satisfied that at least the next birth I will become insignificant as Yavan. And then Lord disappeared. And then Brahma again went back to his. This is the third time Lord Chaitanya showed his position, his form, and revealed to the world. Then, when he became Gopal, after Gopastami, he started going to far places to herd the cows. And opportune time, when he was 7 years old, this must be something like Brahma Samhavan Leela, must have taken place something 3 years to 4 years time. And then after end of 5th year, Krishna received the charge of cows and he started going to Madhavan, Talvan, Kumudvan and all the places of Vrindavan Bhumi, far off places with big cows. And at the age of 7, when the autumn came, Sharad Ritu came, everything was so enchanting and the full moon came. At that time, Krishna played his flute in the middle of the night, sitting on the Bansiwat tree, the banyan tree. And all the gopis, there are 8 notes Krishna plays. And the 8th note is meant for Radharani. And the 5th note is meant for all the gopis. So he played 5th note. And every gopi, whatever they were doing at their houses, some were milking cows, some were serving mother-in-law, some were tending their children, somebody was sweeping, somebody was cooking, somebody was massaging their husband's feet, and so many duties they were performing at home. Somebody was milking their cows, somebody was putting the cows to rest, and somebody were cleaning the cow shed. The moment Krishna played the 5th note, they just completely became mad and they ran to the forest. Some of them were arrested by their husbands and locked in the houses. They left their bodies and their souls went to Bansiwat. And Krishna just questioned them, "Why you come in the middle of the night here?" Long question answers, then they convinced Krishna. They passed the test and then Krishna started playing the flute again and inaugurated the celebrated Rasa Leela dance. And he expanded in unlimited forms. As many numbers of gopis were there, he became one Krishna with each gopi and started dancing. And the dance was so ecstatic that no one can even imagine what is there next to you. It was so involving. It is explained that the topmost pleasure that the living entity, who is the part and parcel of the Lord, can experience is the pleasure of Rasa Leela. The topmost pleasure. It is coming from Gaulok Vrindavan. And that pleasure Krishna was awarding the gopis. So there was no question of being aware of what is happening next to one another. And long time they danced, and then gopis started feeling that I am so fortunate and I am so special and I am so unique, I am so unparalleled, that look, out of the millions of gopis he has chosen me to be with. He has left everybody, even Radharani. And Radharani was feeling similar way. And all of them started feeling that way. And you know, Krishna doesn't like pride. He likes his devotees so much, but any pride is there in the hearts of devotees, he just doesn't like it. It is this pride only which actually separates us from Krishna. We get separated and we go far away from Krishna just because of this false pride. And Krishna, out of his great mercy, wanted to even teach the gopis that one should not be proud of anything in life. Everything is mercy of the Lord. So he suddenly disappeared from the Ras Lila arena. And he went alone in the forest. And the gopis suddenly realized, oh, Krishna is not there. And they started telling everybody that he was only with me, he was only with me, he was only with me. And there was only one mantra everybody had, that he was only with me. And soon they realized he was with everybody, not with anybody singularly. So then they repented. They felt, we are such foolish ladies. We had his association. Why we had to become proud? We have to just continue in humble mood, in serving and pleasing him. He would have been with us eternally. We just became proud and we lost him. So then they sang many songs of separation. They came searching in the bank of Jamuna. And what did Krishna do in the meantime? He just left. But it's not pleasing to him, leaving the company of gopis and Radharani. So he also was in separation. So he went under there's a tree called Tentuki tree, or it is called as Imlitala, tree of tamarind. Very beautiful holy place at the banks of Jamuna in Vrindavan. Today also it is there. And he went and sat there. And in Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained that Sri Krishna also has a sadhana. He also chants the name of Radharani. He also goes to secluded places regularly and chants the divine name of Sri Radha, which is the bestower of all the mercy and ecstasy to living entities and to Sri Krishna himself also. So he started meditating on the name of Radha, sitting under the tree, and very soon he became Radhamaya, completely in consciousness of Radha, relishing her presence within his heart, and he became of molten gold color. He became effulgent like molten gold, like millions of suns. And at the same time, when he was experiencing unlimited ecstasy of being in thoughts of Radharani, remembering her and experiencing her presence in the heart of his hearts, at that time Radharani and all the gopis approached that place and they saw the bewildering sight. Oh, this is who is this person? He has peacock feather, he has all the things, he is wearing pitambar, he has one mala, he has everything that Krishna has, but his color is molten yellow. So they went and touched him. As soon as they touched him, he came to external consciousness. And they asked him, what is this secret? What has happened to you? By the time he came to external consciousness, he again regained his Ghanashyam color, like the color of the water-filled cloud, just about to rain, like the clouds. And he said, O Radha, when I thought about you, this is what happened to me. And in this position I have experienced unlimited ecstasy in the thought of yours and the devotion that you have for me. I have realized that also. And I have become very curious. I have become very, very attracted to this unique mood of being you in myself. So I will come in this form in Kali Yuga and relish the devotion that you have for me and experience all that ecstasy that you feel, which I don't know what are they. So this is the seventh time Lord Krishna exhibited his Gauranga form. So this is the background of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. All of you know the reason. I have explained many times during this discussion that there is one thing that he doesn't know, although he is the source of all knowledge, that what his devotees, especially Radharani, what do they experience when they worship him, they serve him? What is it that in him which attracts them, and what is that attraction that they have for him to what it is in him, the opulences that he has? And at the same time, to solve this query in his mind, and at the same time to be compassionate to all the living entities, he wanted to distribute the holy name and the ecstasy of loving sentiment for the Lord, which is the ultimate goal of life. Golokera premadhana harinama sankirtana. The Raslila is the topmost pleasure which is eternally going on in Golok Vrindavan, the topmost pleasure the living entity can ever experience in the topmost abode of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya encapsulated that essence of that happiness or bliss and put into the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and brought down to the material world and distributed everybody. Let us understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he has done. Number one, he has, first of all, we have to understand that when Shiva wanted to enter Rasleela, he was stopped. He had to accept a woman's form by taking bath in Mansarovar, and then he had to be decorated by Lalita and Vishakha, then he was allowed to enter. Again he became Gopi at Kamayaman and entered Rasleela, so he had to become Gopi. There was a beautiful kund called Swarnahar Kund, where Shiva became Gopi, entered Kamayaman Rasleela, danced in ecstasy, and Lord Krishna was very pleased with this new Gopi's dance. So he removed his golden har necklace and put it on around this beautiful Gopi. And that place is called Swarnahar Kund, where Krishna offered Swarnahar to Lord Shiva, that is Gopeshwar. Lakshmi Devi came and she was rejected. It was told to her, you have to become a maid servant of these cowherd girls and make cow dung cakes and clean the cow shed and milk the cows. And she said, I cannot do it. I am the supreme goddess of fortune. I live in Vaikuntha in full Aishwarya. So she was rejected. Lalita Vishakha did not allow her to come in. She had to go to Belvan and perform tapasya in Srivan, that is Belvan, Srivan, and she could not get entry. That means the Rasleela of Krishna in Krishna Avatar, Krishna Leela in Dwapar Yuga, was only for limited special people. And Lord Krishna was thinking that this kind of mercy should be given to everybody who is there in Kali Yuga, not from Dwapar Yuga also, the more degraded age of Kali Yuga. So he, first of all, took that pleasure, the bliss, that is the highest mercy of the Lord on the living entities, encapsulated into Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and brought it down personally. Number two, he personally came down to deliver and distribute that wonderful mercy of his. And he did not discriminate. Patre apatre na dekhila, stane asthane. What is that? Patre apatre na dekhila, stane asthane. He did not see the place is proper or not. He did not see the receiver is eligible or not, from caste, creed, qualifications, knowledge, birth, anything. And he distributed that freely to everybody whoever came across him, even to animals. That means he, number three, first he is encapsulated into the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the same pleasure. Second, he came himself to distribute it. Third, he did not restrict it to some class of people. He made it open to every living entity, not even human being, every living entity. And fourth, while distributing that Hare Krishna Mahamantra, in other yugas you see, Aham Tom Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Ishyami Mahashucha. You surrender to me and I will deliver you from your sins. That is the only promise. There is no guarantee that one will achieve Krishna Prema. But here, when he was distributing the holy name to each and every one, he made sure that each and everyone instantly got freed from all the accumulated sins and punya of millions of lifetimes, and instantly at the same time became ecstatic and saturated in love of Godhead, while giving them the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And what is the qualification that he expected? Only with some faith. Only with some faith, if someone accepts the holy name of the Lord in the form of the Mahamantra and participates in the congregational chanting of the holy name, he will instantly get freed and receive Krishna Prema at the same time. And the proof was Jagaya and Madaya. Millions of lifetimes of sins of all of us together, they were doing in one day. And that kind of load of sins was relieved instantly, not even a day or a half day or something. Instantly, when he embraced them, they were completely freed of all those sins. Even Yamraj could not believe it. He had to come down to witness it. He fainted again and again on the journey. His kya bolte usko? Bhaisa. His carrier. Male buffalo. Right? The way Yamraj was speeding him, he became unconscious. The carrier. And the foam came up from his mouth. So he had to be given lift by Brahmadev. Brahmaji gave him lift on the swan. And on the way they were discussing about what happened downstairs, and he fainted on the swan only. And by the time they reached earth, he was unconscious condition. He had to be woken up. And with his own eyes he saw Jagai Madhai, whose sinful records were exhausting all the staff of Yamraj. There was overtime was long gone. Overtime was overtime. There was no sleep, no food, no rest, and there was no place. Every space in Yamlok was filled with holes which were filled with the records of Jagai and Madhai. So he had to really believe it before he deletes all the record in the name of Jagai and Madhai. He had to go and see himself, such a big decision. There was some special section of employees, Yamdutas, under the guidance of Yamraj, were only recording Jagai Madhai's sins. Special department, overtime department. And they were frustrated, they were unable to continue their work. So Yamraj had to believe it himself. And he saw Jagai and Madhai dancing in ecstasy, raising their hands with tears in eyes and trembling while chanting the name of Gauranga in the presence of Lord Gauranga. This kind of mercy Lord Chaitanya has brought to all of us. And we have to understand that sometimes when things become very easily available, we may not appreciate so much, or we may not feel it is important, or because it's freely given. But that is actually misfortune. Lord is extraordinarily merciful, but he has expected only one thing. Actually two things. With some faith, one should chant the holy name, and one should not perform any sinful activity. That's what he took promise from Jagai Madhai. Never you will do any sinful activities again. And immediately gave Krishna prem. And accepted all the sins instantly, to the extent he became black in color, absolutely dull black color, from effulgent golden yellow color. And then he said, chant Hare Krishna. And everybody started the kirtan. And when the kirtan started, all the sins from his body in the form of black color went away. And again he shone like brilliant millions of suns. And became golden yellow again. And he told, whoever will offend Vaishnavas will receive these sins which will remain in the space. And whoever will become Vaishnava Aparadhi will receive this sin in his heart and suffer for the reaction of those sins. So what is the condition? With faith one should chant and not perform any sinful activity. So Lord Chaitanya, one wanted to give this Vrindavan mellow to everybody. And he was travelling, he took sannyas. From Navadvip he went to Katak, and he went to Kantakpur, and he took sannyas. From there he went to Jagannath Puri, and always he was hankering to go to Vrindavan. And devotees were stopping him, giving him many reasons, because they could not believe, they could not imagine what would be the condition of their life if Lord Chaitanya would leave them and go to Vrindavan. So once he attempted to go to Vrindavan, and everybody in thousands of numbers were following him. And he said, this is a nuisance. How can I go to Vrindavan with such kind of crowd and opulence of followers chasing you behind? And Sanatana Goswami advised him, that is not proper to go to Vrindavan with such kind of opulence and followers and all kinds of entourage. One should go to Vrindavan in a very humble mood, as insignificant living entity, crying tears of love for the Lord, surrendering oneself. So you should not go with this crowd. So Lord accepted that beautiful guidance of Sanatana Goswami. But his desire was again erupted in his heart, and again he was talking to devotees. So finally it was decided that he will go. Alone he will go. But Swarup Damodara and Ramananda Rai, they requested him, my Lord, when you will chant the holy name, you will raise your both the hands and chant, and you will count with one finger, and you will raise another hand in chanting the holy name, then who will carry your clothes, and who will cook for you, and who will look after you? You will fall in the stones and pebbles and thorns and hurt yourself. Who will take care of you? So we request you to please take one Brahmin with you. By the way, not one Brahmin, take two people with you. One person will cook for you and one person will carry your clothes for you. And here is one nice devotee, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. He is also accompanied you before in your yatras. He is very faithful, very humble, he is very devoted to you, he is very elevated Brahmin. So Lord said, yes, whatever you desire I will do. So two people outside accompanying him. Then Lord left. And on the way, you know that he went to Jharkhanda and the animals were in ecstasy chanting the holy name. Then he went to Kashi and delivered Prakashananda Saraswati. And then several times, then he came to Prayag also, to bath in Trivedi. And several times he came across Jamuna, and every time he was told Jamuna, he jumped in the water and fell unconscious in the water. Very great difficulty, Balabhadra Bhattacharya and assistant could rescue him from water and bring him back to the consciousness. And then Lord entered Mathura. And in Mathura, when he came, as soon as he heard Mathura, he fell unconscious. Then rose again and he jumped in Jamuna and took bath in Vishram Ghat. And he met one Brahmin called, who was from Sanodiya caste. This caste is actually, they do Brahminical work for lower Vaishya category. They don't do Brahminical work for Brahmin category or Kshatriya category or kingly people. So they were not supposed to be very elevated Brahmins. A Lord met him, and when Lord started dancing at Vishram Ghat in ecstasy, this Brahmin was also in ecstasy, dancing like anything. The Lord actually was amazed to see the love of ecstasy of this devotee, the Brahmin of Sanodiya caste. The Lord asked him, from where this ecstatic love you have gained? So Brahmin explained, I am a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He came to Vrindavan, he came to Mathura, he took bath in Vishram Ghat, Yamuna, and he took prasad at my house, and he gave me initiation, I am his disciple. Oh, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered Dandavat to him. And the Brahmin became very embarrassed. Why are you offering Dandavat to me? You are my Lord, you are sannyasi. Lord said, I have to offer because you are a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, my worshipable Lord, Madhavendra Puri. Then Balabhadra Bhattacharya explained to him that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the disciple of Ishwar Puri, who is the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So he considers himself like your disciple because you are the godbrother of his guru. So still he was embarrassed. Then he invited him to come to his home. And then then Lord expressed, because he told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was told by Brahmin that Madhavendra Puri came to his house. So Lord himself proposed, I would like to come and take prasad in your house. But he said, no, I am a low caste Brahmin. And what people will say, that you are a sannyasi and taking lunch in the house. The Lord made a very beautiful statement at this time. The Lord said that whatever, first he said about the shloka of Bhagavad Gita, yad yad acharati srestas, tat tat evai karojana. Whatever the great men do, the common men follow. Whatever examples of activity the great men establish, the common men will love to tread on that path. And then he said, Madhavendra Puri is my worshipable Lord, he is the greatest devotee. And whatever he has done, I will have no hesitation to do when following his footsteps. So I will come to your house and eat from your hands. Because he was offering that, you come to my house, but let Balabhadra Bhattacharya, top class Brahmin, can cook for you. Then when the Lord assured him with philosophical statements, then Sanodiya Brahmin cooked for him and the Lord took prasad at his house. Following Madhavendra Puri's footsteps constitutes highest of dharma, Lord said. So I will take lunch in your house. After taking lunch, the Lord was taken by Sanodiya Brahmin for bath in 24 ghats of Yamuna in Mathura. Some of you must have gone there. There are 24 tirthas at the bank of Yamuna in Mathura. One of them is Vishram Ghat, where Lord Varahadev, Lord Varahadev put Mother Earth in her orbit and took rest. Lord Varahadev was taking rest at Vishram Ghat. Mother Earth appeared and inquired about the glories of Vrindavan, and that is where the Lord Varahadev explained the glories of all the tirthas in whole of Brajbhumi, and that is very famous as Adi Varaha Puran, the discussion between the Lord Varaha and Mother Earth, Bhudevi in personification. And then there are Dhruv Tirtha, and then there is so many tirthas are there. So Sanodiya Brahmin took him to all tirthas and Lord took bath in all 24 ghats of Mathura. Then then the Lord was on the way to Vrindavan and he saw cows. He was surrounded by cows. Cows came running to him and he started moving very loudly. He started licking his body. Lord Chaitanya very lovingly caressed the cows and pacified them. But they were having their ears raised. They were captivated by the sound of the holy name that Lord was chanting, raising his hands. And then they were pacified by caressing. He almost embraced them, each and every cow. and he started going further with Balabhadra Bhattacharya and Sanodiya Brahmin. But the cows were following him unrestrictedly, and the coward men had great difficulty to constrain them. Finally, the coward men somehow managed to get the cows back. The deers came running with the enchanting sound of the holy name, and the does and the bucks, the other birds and the other animals, they also followed fearlessly. Generally, these animals, like deers, are very shy. They do not come to meet human beings. But they were fearlessly following the Lord. They licked his body. The peacocks came in front of the Lord, enchanted by the beautiful sound of his holy name, and started dancing ecstatically in front of the Lord. And the bumblebees, the parrots and the cuckoos, they sang in fifth note in ecstasy. The trees became jubilant, and their hairs, that is the twigs, the branches and the leaves, stood upright, and they shed tears in the form of oozing of honey from their leaves. And the trees were trembling in ecstasy, because all are living entities, they are all Kalpavrikshas. They all are great souls performing their bhajan in Vrindavan. And when they met their Ishtadev, the Lord, they became ecstatic. And they just blossomed with many, many flowers and fruits. And some of the trees fell down at the feet of the Lord, offered dandavat to the Lord. And they offered their flowers and fruits as present to the Lord. And the Lord also embraced each and every tree in reciprocation. It's very amazing how the Lord can do. So many unlimited birds and animals and trees are simultaneously offering dandavats and expressing their love for him, and he is reciprocating with every living entity. Even when he is walking, the blades of grass, they were becoming ecstatic, trying to become as soft as possible to give pleasure to the Lord's lotus feet. And by stepping on each and every blade of grass, the Lord was reciprocating each and every blade of grass, making sounds and responding to every bird who were trying to please him and offer dandavat and prayers to him through their wonderful sounds in fifth note. The Lord was reciprocating the same sound to them. And as afterwards, even non-moving things, along with the moving things, chara and achara srishti, everything became ecstatic and jubilant. And almost the earth fully trembled. And Lord clasped some of the deers. Lord went, and because it is explained in Bhagavatam that these deers are very special. We also have two deers. Nowadays we have only one deer. You can see the eyes of the deer. These deers of Vrindavan, they eat the grass which has been traversed by the Lord's lotus feet, which is decorated with Chandan, Aguru and Kumkum. Actually, what happens is the gopis decorate their body with Chandan, Aguru and Kumkum and various fragrant and colorful things. And they hold the Lord's lotus feet at their chest. And the Lord's chest, the chest of the gopis have all these decorations which touches the feet of the Lord. Lord's feet gets decorated with Chandan, Aguru and Kumkum and other things. And then Lord walks on the fresh grass on the land of Vrindavan. And then every grass is tainted with these beautiful colors and fragrance, and these deers eat that grass. You can imagine what must be happening to them. They go completely mad in ecstasy, and they just start staring at the Lord with raised ears. You see, our deer is exactly in that position of ecstasy. And Bhagavatam explains that they worship the Lord only with their ecstatic eyes. They don't have any lamp or agarbatti or flower in their hand. Just by the eyes filled with love and ecstasy, they worship their Lordship Radha and Krishna. So such deers were there in front of Lord Chaitanya, and he embraced them, and every deer trembled and shed tears of love. The Lord was walking ahead. A very amazing thing happened. What happened was, there were parrots sitting on the trees making beautiful sounds, and when he was walking, he saw a couple, Shuka and Sari, male and female parrot. And suddenly, before he came to know, they just came and sat on his fingers, both of them. And they started speaking to each other. And the Lord was awestruck hearing their conversation. A long conversation, of course, but in nutshell, the male parrot was glorifying Krishna and explaining how Krishna is the most wonderful person, most beautiful person, most lovable person. And Sari was in argument, defeating male parrot and telling how actually all the strength and all the beauty and all the attractiveness of Sri Krishna is simply because whenever he is with Radharani, he has all these qualities. When Radharani is not with him, he is simply lamenting and crying and shedding tears. So all his attributes of beauty, she is not saying you are wrong. She says yes, you are right, but only when Radharani is with Krishna. And this discussion went on for a long time. In essence, it was like that. They were both glorifying Radha and Krishna alternatively. And then one moment they left their Lord Chaitanya's fingers and they went again on the tree. Then Lord Chaitanya went ahead. He saw peacocks dancing with bluish necks. And whenever he saw, you have seen peacocks, most of them you must have seen in Vrindavan. When they make their sound, they just bend like this. They just become too much in angle. Again the neck becomes, again become angled. And the blue neck with the beautiful sounds of peacocks. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reminded of Sri Krishna and he fell unconscious. He fainted remembering Krishna. Balabhadra Bhattacharya and the Sanodiya Brahmin sprinkled water, chanted the holy name in his ears, and he came to certain amount of consciousness. And in that half unconscious state, he rolled in some thorns and his body was injured, and he suddenly jumped up and danced. It is explained that in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya is always in ecstasy in the memory of Lord Jagannath. But he was on the road to Vrindavan. It is explained that he was in 100 times more ecstasy on the way to Vrindavan. When he reached Mathura, he was 1000 times more in ecstasy than Jagannath Puri. When actually he was roaming in the forest of Vrindavan, he was 100,000 times more in ecstasy than in Jagannath Puri. And in such condition, he fell down, and eating and bathing was simply a formality for him. So, when he jumped up and danced, he continued walking further and he came to Arishtagram. Arishtagram is a place which is today having Radhakund in that. Arishtagram, where Arishtasur came in the form of a big gigantic bull, waving his tail, shattering all the clouds in the sky and threatening the whole residents of Vrindavan. And Krishna came and killed Arishtasur. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Arishtagram, he immediately came to external consciousness and started inquiring, anybody knows Radhakund, Shyamkund? Anybody knows Radhakund, Shyamkund? He would always inquire about the pastimes that he had performed in his form as Krishna in the previous Yuga to all the Brijavasis wherever he went. Nobody could tell. Even Sanodiya Brahmin, who was a Mathuravasi, could not tell where Radhakund, Shyamkund was. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Tamal Tala, where is a place called Tamal, where under the shade of Tamal tree, which is today at the bank of Shyamkund, Lord Chaitanya sat and did meditation for a long time. In his meditation, he saw a darshan of Radha and Krishna enjoying their pastimes of Radhakund and Shyamkund. And he opened his eyes and saw two small, insignificant, neglected puddles of water between the rice paddies. And suddenly, in front of the eyes of the attendants and everybody else, he just got up from the meditation and jumped in those two muddy puddles, which amazed everybody. And he just took bath in both the kundas and he told, these are Radhakund and Shyamkund. And all the Brijavasis also became very happy. They also jumped in Radhakund and Shyamkund, which are small muddy puddles. And then after taking bath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered prayers to Radhakund and Shyamkund, mainly to Radhakund, that, oh Radhakund, you are as dear as Srimati Radharani to Krishna. Your waters are the liquid ambrosial nectar of love that you have for Radha, have for Krishna. And whoever will take bath in you will become as dear as Radha, as you, to Krishna. And like that he offered beautiful sweet prayers to Radhakund, as if he was offering to Radharani, as the waters of Radhakund. So Radhakund is in water form. It is Kund, as well as it is non-different from Radha. It is also the nectarian, liquid, ambrosial form of love of Radha that she has for Krishna, all in one. And then he marked his body as Tilak from the bottom of the Radhakund, as the Tilak, that the dust of Radhakund, he took and he made Tilak forms on his body. And he told Balabhadra to carry some to apply in future also. And that's how he spent his time and he went ahead. Then he went to Kusum Sarovar, also called as Pushpavan, Suman Van, and there very beautiful pastime took place, that Krishna dug a hole in the ground and invited Jamuna to come and formed a beautiful lake called Kusum Sarovar, where Radharani washed those flowers which were plucked from the Suman Van or Pushpa Van, the forest of flowers. And she was feeling shy to go all the way with Krishna to Jamuna. So Krishna dug a hole, invited Jamuna there and washed all the beautiful flowers plucked by Radharani. And instead of that day Radharani making garlands for Krishna, Krishna decorated her hair and made beautiful decorations for her hair and herself. And that is called Radha Ban Bihari temple at the banks of Kusum Sarovar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited that place, and from there he saw Govardhan from distance and immediately offered dandavas and fell unconscious. He picked up one Shila, embraced the Shila and went mad in ecstasy. And then he further walked ahead and went to Haridev temple. He took darshan of Haridev. He performed kirtan there, and at that time when he was performing kirtan there, all the Govardhan Brajvasis came, surrounded him, and they saw, oh, it is Krishna only. He cannot be any other person than Krishna. Who can have so much love? He must be Krishna himself. Krishna has come again to relieve the distress of Brajvasis. And he was doing kirtan, and then he took bath in Brahmakund and took prasad and rested in the night at Haridev Mandir. And at that time, actually speaking, when he had come to Mathura, that time only when he met Sanodiya Brahmin, he had told him about Gopal deity, because when they were discussing about Madhavendra Puri, naturally discussion of Gopal deity came, and he said, that Gopal deity which my spiritual master revealed from Govardhan is there, my lord, in Govardhan. So thoughts of Gopalji immediately erupted in the minds of in the mind of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next day Lord woke up and he was wondering, how do I take darshan of Gopalji? Because Gopalji is in Annakut Gram. Today we call it as Aniyor. Annakut Gram is where Annakut took place, where Lord Krishna arranged by his own divine arrangement and desire mountains of food to be offered to Lord to Govardhan Hill. That is called Annakut Gram or Aniyor, where he also said, Aniyor, give me more, give me more. And the Gopalji was revealed there from the stones of Govardhan. And he was installed on the top of the hill. And as Vaishnava, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never wanted to climb Govardhan mountain. None of us climb Govardhan mountain, because it is Vishnu who has incarnated as a mountain in Brajbhumi. Brahma has come as become Brahmachal in Barsana. Lord Shiva has become Nandishwar in Nandagaon. And Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, has become Govardhan. Actually, when Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh had gone to Anasuya to test her chastity, Pativratya, they became small children, and many, many days and months they stayed there. In the end, Anasuya made them their, her children, at the same time also cursed them, that you came and tried to test me for my chastity, and he cursed them that you become mountains. So Brahma became mountain in Barsana, Shivji in Nandagaon, and Vishnu became mountain as Govardhan Parvat. So he being Vishnu and Lord Chaitanya being a devotee of Lord Vishnu, he said, how will I climb? So Gopalji, the Supreme Lord, understanding the desire of his devotee, who is Lord himself but come in the form of a devotee, the sincere desire, he made a trick. There was a rumor in the village. One person came from outside and told, Turkish Muslim soldiers are coming to attack. Please take Gopalji. They will come and destroy the murti of and temple of Gopalji. Please take Gopalji away from the place. Immediately the pujaris got scared and they lifted Gopalji from top of the mountain at Annakut Gram, and they ran to Gantoli village. Now this Gantoli village is a very special village. At that place, when Radha Krishna was sitting, secretly Lalita Vishakha came from behind and they tied their Uttariya Vastra and made a knot, Gant. So that place is called Gantoli. Very beautiful pastime. Vichandravali also stays there, Sakhisthali. So next day when this news came, the Lord woke up, took bath in Mansiganga, and Lord did his parikrama of Govardhan Parvat. When he ended his Govardhan parikrama, he took bath in Govindkund, and at that time he heard about the threat that was there, and the Gopalji was taken to Gantoli village. So he ran to Gantoli village to take darshan, and he did ecstatic kirtan there. And it is said that from morning till night he was dancing there non-stop. He stayed there for 3 days, continuously doing kirtan. Everybody realized that Gopalji has appeared again as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. chanting and dancing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then the Lord, after 3 days, they came to know it was only a rumor. So everybody took Gopalji and procession, and they started walking towards the Annakoot Gram. And the Lord participated in the procession in which Gopalji was being carried with ecstatic kirtan. Everybody, Brijvasis and the four accompaniments, were all dancing in ecstasy. And then he did not climb up. He waited very humbly down, and the devotees put Gopalji upstairs. Also, there's a small story that Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis also wanted to take darshan of Gopalji. So again, Gopalji made a trick, and there was a rumor of Muslim invaders coming. So Lord was taken to Mathura, and he stayed for 30 days there. And Rupa Goswami took all the 6 Goswamis with Bhugarbha Goswami, with Loknath Goswami, with Madhu Pandit, and with Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and ran to Mathura. And they all stayed 30 days there and worshipped Gopalji. And after that, Lord Gopal went back to... This also is mentioned in the book. Then afterwards, after finishing Govardhan Parikrama, the Lord went to Kamevan. Of course, time is very short. Lord visited many, many places, was ecstatic in seeing the footprints of the Lord in Kamevan. Lord visited many, many holy places of Kamevan. Kamevan is filled with unlimited holy places. It is explained that Kamevan has 1000 kundas. 84 of them were very special. Parshuram established 9 kundas. And anyways, there are so many leelas there. Lord visited all these places, took bath in all the kundas, headed by Vimal Kunda, who is the king of all the kundas and king of all the tirthas, having reservoirs of 84,000 tirthas in itself. Lord took bath there. From there, the Lord came to Nandagaon, and he took bath in Pavan Sarovar. And Pavan Sarovar is a place where Prayagraj, the Triveni, the personification of Triveni, comes on Akshaya Tritiya and takes his bath to get purified from all the sins which people deposit in him throughout the year. Hare Krishna. Now also all the rivers individually, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, everybody, not Jamuna, Ganga, Saraswati, Kaveri, Godavari, all the out of Braj rivers come in personified form on Akshaya Tritiya to get cleansed of all the sins. So Lord took bath there, and there are 56 kundas which are explained. They were present, like Krishna Kunda, Kahetu Kunda, Baheti Kunda, and Asheshwar Kunda, and Chaj Kunda, which was formed by spilling of buttermilk from Nandagaon. Only spillovers made a kunda there. So like that, all kundas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath. Then he climbed the mountain, and when he climbed the mountain, he started asking again his own pastimes, inquiring, is there any murti of Nanda Baba and Yashoda here? Is there any murti of Kana over here? Some of the villagers were wonderstruck with the kind of kirtan he was doing. And they said, yes, Krishna has come back to Nandagaon again in the form of the sannyasi. And they said, yes, there is a cave upstairs. And the Lord climbed, searching for the cave. He entered the cave and he fell unconscious, seeing the beautiful form of a stout man, Nanda Baba, and a very humble elderly woman, Yashoda Maya, and Sri Krishna in between. And he started offering prayers with tears in eyes, and the Brajvasis were wonderstruck with the love that he had, and he was touching Krishna's body and speaking something to Krishna. Then he touched Yashoda's body and started speaking something to her. He said, this kind of interaction can take place only between Yashoda and Krishna. So he has to be Krishna. So Lord was discussing, talking to Nanda Baba, Yashoda for a long time. Then these 3 deities were installed and temple was formed. And then later on, Balaramji's Murti was installed there. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the Nandagaon deities to the whole world. And then Lord visited Narasimha temple. Lord visited Yashoda Kund, where Mother Yashoda would take bath every day with Krishna as a baby till he was very small. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Nanda Baithak, where Nanda Baba would receive Krishna from his cowherding pastimes in the evening. He also went to Narasimha temple, which Nanda Baba would worship to protect Lord Krishna from the onslaughts of demons. And then he went to Khadirvan, and relished the pastime of Lord killing Bakasura over there, took bath in Madhav Sarovar, and he went to Sheshashayi. Sheshashayi is a place in Koshi. If you remember, Prabhupada had visited his Guru Maharaj at Sheshashayi, and everybody had left, and Thakur Bhakti Sudan Saraswati was giving lecture, and only one audience, that is Prabhupada, was sitting in that place listening to his Guru Maharaj. And his Guru Maharaj said, he listens very well, please write whatever he says. That is the place, Sheshashayi. Sheshashayi, there is a place called Sheshashayi where Vishnu's form is there. Actually, Koshi is the manifestation of Dwarka. On the request of gopis, Krishna revealed Dwarka in Koshi. And Koshi is supposed to be the treasury of Lord, treasury of Nanda Maharaj, which is near Nandagaon, 25 kilometers today. The treasury of Nanda Baba is in Koshi. So it's called Koshi, Koshi Kala. And there, Lord Krishna revealed Gomti River, which is the manifestation of tears getting together, forming a river. And the ocean also he revealed as Ratnakar. Both are in the form of ponds. The Lord had revealed there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. He had darshan of Lakshmi Devi over there at the feet of Lord Sheshashayi. Then he went to Kelan 1, where Krishna and Balaram spent a lot of time playing as small children. Kelan 1. Then he went to Bhandir 1, where Krishna got married with Radharani at the priest being Brahmaji himself. Then from there, he went to Bhandir 1, and Bhandir 1 he embraced Sridhama. There's a story that when Krishna was leaving for Mathura, Sridhama was very sad. Sridhama is a very special personality. He was such a gopa that he could never sleep in the night. After Krishna would leave him in the evening, after cowarding pastimes, he would never be able to sleep in the night. He was such in pain. Krishna had to, in a very beautiful pastime is there, where Krishna had to make a painting of his own, and he had to give it to Sridhama to somehow pacify himself from agony in the night. So when Krishna was leaving, Sridhama was in great pain, and he said, "I will wait here only till you come back." And it seems Krishna never came back, and it seems Sridhama was still waiting over there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went under that one tree, is there, banyan tree. It's also called Bansiwa tree. Sridhama was waiting there, Krishna embraced him and delivered him to spiritual world. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed Jamuna. He visited Bhadravan, Belvan, Lohavan, Mahavan and Gokul. These are the five forests across Jamuna. And there are seven forests across this side of Jamuna, the western side. Especially when he went to Gokul, when he saw the true twin Yamalarjun tree spot, of course trees were not there. Trees already were delivered by Lord Krishna as a baby form. When he went to that spot where Yamalarjun trees were there, Lord Chaitanya went in ecstasy of the holy name, and also he felt great movement in the heart because of emotions. From there he returned to Mathura and stayed at the Brahmin's house. By this time he made the whole tour of Vrindavan Dham, Brajbhumi. News has spread that Krishna has come back again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were all crowds of people are visiting at the house of Sanodaya Brahmin. So Lord wanted to have his own bhajan now after doing parikrama in Vrindavan. So he went to Akrur Ghat, which was a secluded place. From there, he went next day to again Vrindavan forest, and he took bath in Kali Dehe, where the Kali was subdued. And he visited Praskandan Sarovar. This is the place. He visited Dwadasha Aditya Teel and Praskandan Sarovar. After taking long time, he spent in Jamuna, freezing cold water, subduing Kali. He was feeling cold. So he climbed up one small teal, that is some small hillock, and there 12 adityas, 12 suns came and gave him heat to relieve him from cold. And the Lord became hot and then sweated. His divine sweat, his praskandan, the process is called praskandan, and his sweat slided down the mountain and formed Praskandan Sarovar, which is not there today. Somehow before 25 years when we went there, it was there in remnant form. Today it is absent from that place. The Lord took darshan of Praskandan Sarovar, also climbed up the small hillock and took darshan of Dwadasha Aditya till, and from there he walked to Keshi Tirtha, where Keshi demon was killed, who came in the form of a demon, in the form of a horse. And Lord Keshi Tirtha, actually those of you visited Keshi Ghat actually is the part of Bansiwat area. So when the gopis were actually searching for Krishna, they were at the bank of Jamuna near Keshi Ghat, and they came all the way walking to Imlidala. So the whole area is Rasasthali. So when Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Keshi Tirtha, he remembering Krishna's Rasdila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fainted there. He was unconscious for a long time. He was trembling. Foam was coming out of his mouth. And somehow Balabhadra Bhattacharya had great difficulty with Sanodiya Brahmin to take care of him. Rolling in the dust, he was crying, he was shouting after getting up, he was laughing, sometimes he was smiling, laughing, sometimes doing kirtan, sometimes dancing, sometimes falling in the ground. All the eight wonderful manifestations of ecstasy appeared in his body. And this happened whole day till evening. Next day Lord returned to Vrindavan, again went to Chir Ghat, where Krishna had stolen clothes of all the gopis. These were special gopis. Shruticharis, they were Vedas, they became gopis and they were attracted. They did Jamuna Pujan, and by the mercy of Jamuna they got attracted to Krishna, and Krishna stole their clothes, and third day from that Krishna invited them to enter into Rasleela. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Tentuli Vriksha, that is Imlitala, as I told you before also. This place Krishna had gone and became golden yellow in color, thinking of Radharani. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to that place again, sat down, and he liked that place very much because it had very cool breeze coming from Jamuna. It had a very beautiful atmosphere, nice darshan of Jamuna right in the front of the tree. So he chose that tree, the divine ancient tree which was from Krishna's times. That is the same place where Radharani, they performed Abhishek for her and established her as Vrindavaneshwari. So Krishna liked that place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked that very much, and he sat there, and while chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he turned blue in color there. Again he assumed, he became Krishnamay by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And while enjoying the chanting of the holy name there, he would take lunch at Akrur Ghat, and every day would come and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra at Imlitala. There is a beautiful place today also, you can go and see that place at the bank of Jamuna, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Murti is there chanting Hare Krishna. And during this time, totally Mahaprabhu Chaitanya stayed for 2 months in Vrindavan. And during this time, when he would every day go and take lunch at Akrur Ghat, come down to chant in the morning at Imlitala, he taught the science of chanting of the holy names to all the Brijvasis. He taught them that how in the age of Kali, the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord is supreme, and it will deliver all the people in the world of Kali Yuga from all their sins and inundate them, their hearts, with love for Godhead. Then at the same time, when he was there chanting at Imlitala, one Rajput, kingly person, he was a Rajput soldier type person, he came running over there and he fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, I saw a dream yesterday in which I saw Krishna sitting at the bottom of this tree, and now I know who you are. My dream has led me over here. And he saw Krishna, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishnadas, following his dreams, he came to Imlitala, and the Lord embraced him and gave him special mercy. As soon as he embraced him, Krishnadas Rajput became ecstatic and fell unconscious there. He woke up again he fell down. And then Lord very mercifully took him to Akrur Ghat and gave remnants of his prasad to eat. Then what happened? Of course these are very beautiful stories, it will take time. Then what happened was that the people near Kali Dehe started telling that Krishna has come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only, and they say he is playing his dance in the waters of Jamuna. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya said, "My Lord, I would like to go and see." So Lord said, "You fool, you are getting in the village talks of these villagers here. You should not have such kind of cheap understandings." He told other person to go and investigate. Wise man. But he chastised Balabhadra Bhattacharya. So what we have to learn from this? That there will be many, many stories when you will go to Vrindavan. They will tell you, "Come, we'll show you people who become like bundle of luggage." Like proper body will become a bundle and they will roll in ecstasy. "I will show you darshan of these people. I will show you Krishna's darshan. Come with me. This Baba will show you Krishna." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has refuted that kind of understanding in one story only. So one should not come in the trap of such people who will misguide you. It is said that it is more dangerous to stay in Vrindavan alone than to stay in Bombay or other cities, because bewilderments are very, very strong and misguidances are available in abundance if one goes alone. That's why one should go always in the company of sincere devotees or elevated pure devotees or with Guru Maharaj himself. The next day it was revealed what it was. There was a boatman, fisherman, who was doing fishing in the night, and he had a torch in hand. So people thought that he is Krishna. His torch is a jewel on the head of Kaliya, and the boat was Kaliya. So next day Lord told, "See, I told you, this is all nonsense. You should not get attracted by such kind of stories." So then that person who came and told the story told, "No, you are Lord Vishnu himself. Although you have refuted his story as false, but you are Krishna himself." So immediately Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu closed his ears and said, "Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu," and preached heavy philosophy to all the Brajvasis that no living entity can become Vishnu. The living entity is always different than Vishnu, and there is always a separate relationship between all the living entities and Vishnu. So he established that impersonalism is wrong. He used all situations to preach all the Brajvasis that one should not claim to become Vishnu by sadhana. Then Balabhadra Bhattacharya got frustrated because there were almost 20 invitations coming every day to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. And obviously he could accept only one for lunch. So many, many people were unhappy. They were really ragging Balabhadra to allow them to get a chance to serve lunch. And Balabhadra had tough time refusing people. You know, accepting one and rejecting 19 is not an easy thing. So then he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it is becoming very difficult for me. My mind is unstable. I'm in too much of anxiety. I'm frustrated. And actually speaking, a small incident happened before he actually told this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These invitations were actually bothering him. Crowds were surrounding the Lord and everything. It's difficult to manage. You know, imagine the personal servant of Guru when he's been pressed with so many requests. Tell him to come to my house for prasad. Tell him to visit once. At least put his step once and accept my garland in my house. And very tough for the servant to accept all requests. But what happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly one day at Akrur Tirtha he rose and he said, "This is the place, Akrur Ghat, where Akrura saw Vaikuntha Darshan and the Brajvasis saw Golok Darshan. I want to see how Akrura must have relished the darshan of Vaikuntha." So he jumped in Jamuna and went underwater. He did not come for a long time out. He was relishing Vaikuntha darshan, but everybody was experiencing hell darshan, narak darshan of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And long time, Lord Chaitanya did not come out of the water. And then they were worried. Balabhadra and Sanudhya Brahmin and Rajput Krishnadas, I forgot to mention to you, after embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rajput Krishnadas left his family, children, wealth, everything from Rajasthan and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu full time and started travelling and walking and serving him everywhere. Now there are four people, two which came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanudhya Brahmin and Krishnadas Rajput. Now they were worried. They jumped in the water and somehow Lord was unconscious underwater. They had to lift him, and this was too much for Balabhadra Bhattacharya. It was like, it's not the first time Lord fell in the water. Lord had fallen down in water from trees while worshipping Krishna in devotion. He had fallen from branches. He had fallen from branches in water, from branches of trees on the land, in the stones, in the pebbles, in the thorns, everywhere. He has rolled, he has hurt himself several times and he was causing so much anxiety. So then he told, there are too many invitations coming every day. There are crowds of thousands of people coming every day. You are falling again and again. You are falling unconscious in the river. I just cannot bear it. I no longer can bear the anxiety. I think he convinced Sanodaya Brahmin that it is better if Lord goes away from Vrindavan. And he told Lord, let us go to Triveni in a secluded place. You can take bath in Makar Sankranti is coming. Very auspicious time. Lord Vishnudev passed away. And very beautiful place. You will take bath there and you will be away from all these crowds and disturbances. Next day, Lord said, whatever you desire, I am okay with. But by the thought of leaving Vrindavan, he became totally in ecstasy of separation, shedding tears. But somehow they managed him, put him on the boat in Jamuna, and Sanodaya Brahmin and he, they went to Mahavan, got down the boat, and walked a long distance out of Vrindavan. And there what happened? After walking, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya realized that all my accompaniments are getting tired. So he thought, we'll take rest over here. So they were taking rest, they served him lunch. And suddenly flock of cows came, and the cowherd man also came there. And what happened, when the cowherd man came, he played flute. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the flute, he fell unconscious. And when he fell unconscious, at the same time, almost 50 Pathan soldiers came from there. And then they saw that a beautiful, effulgent looking man, unconscious, four men, they must have stolen wealth from him and they must have trying to now run away. So they wanted to steal the wealth which they have stolen and they wanted to kill all these four people. So they came charging and they scolded everybody. You rascals, you have stolen this man's wealth and these two foolish Bengalis who are trembling here in front of us will kill all of you. But somehow this Sanodaya Brahmin was very brave. He said, no, we have not done anything. We are his servants, we are taking care of him. And if I call loudly, hundreds of men will come here and attack you and destroy you. I know your master. My friends are working in the kingdom of your master. If I make some noise here, more soldiers will come and arrest you. And the Rajput also was very brave because he is Rajput. He said, I will go and get 50 horsemen with weapons and they will destroy you all. So looking at their avesh, this Pathans got little cool. And then thought, but they were making one point only always. We didn't put him in this condition. He has some disease, you know, many times he falls unconscious and this is what happens. You can see, if you wait some time here, you can see. And they actually waited. By the time a discussion took place, suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped up. He started doing kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare. And the Pathans were wonderstruck. And they heard the holy name. And their hearts started getting melted. And they saw that this person was telling true, that he goes unconscious and comes back. The Lord Chaitanya got pacified. He said, I have a disease called epilepsy, you know. Because of the disease of epilepsy, I fall down again and again. And these men are my servants. And they take care of me. And there was one elderly, saintly Pathan who was with them. He came forward looking at the effulgent form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Got attracted to him. And started discussing philosophy to him. And started preaching impersonalism to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the quotations of Quran, established that at the end of Quran, the Lord's personality is described. And he said, I don't know why these Muslim leaders are not teaching this to their followers, that Allah is the supreme personality, he has form, he has beauty, he has all the opulences, and all of us are supposed to be his children. He is one Lord and we are all his children, brothers and sisters. Why do we fight? So that elderly, saintly personality got really impressed. He surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord initiated him and his name is Ramdas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki!
Jai!
And then one Vijuli Khan, the son of the king whom they were representing, Pathan king, he also surrendered to the Lord and took initiation. And thus ended Lord's visit to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. So, before we end our discussion, few minutes we'll take. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, as I already told you, has been so much merciful to have bestowed upon us the highest of all benedictions in the worst of all conditions. That is His mercy. And to reveal the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu was determined to perform the pastime of Jagatsevai and Madhai. How Mahaprabhu's mercy can transform the most fallen of all people. Radhananda Swami Maharaj one time took us to Madhai Ghat, where Madhavananda Goswami, the Madhai, his samadhi is there. He was sitting there for a long time alone. So I asked him, Maharaj, you were a long time sitting alone there, what was your thought? He said, I was realizing the hope that we have at the samadhi of Madhai. That if Madhai can be delivered, then we also can be delivered. That was that kind of hope Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. In the most hopeless fallen condition of our life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a realistic hope. It's not just illusory hope. The realistic hope that if we take shelter of the holy name, we can be delivered as Jagai and Madhai, who were impossible to be delivered, are delivered. Then two, three things Mahaprabhuji has told us. He wrote eight verses called Shikshashtakam, and he has created a revolutionary sampradaya. What is the revolution? The revolution is like this, that you embrace me, you kick me, or you take me close to you, or you crush me, vinashtu mam. But I will remain your servant always, and you will remain my worshipable Lord constantly. That means you offer everything and you get nothing in return and still you remain blissful. And at that condition, Lord sells Himself to you and become your servant, which is also not expected by the person who is offering Himself to the Lord. Such kind of a revolutionary thought process Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has forwarded to all of us. Also when He spoke to Ramananda Rai at the bank of Godavari in Kavur, Ramananda Rai was hesitant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke a beautiful shloka. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kende noi jai krishna tattva vetta sehi guru hoi. Very important principle he put forward. That principle is that there is nothing like caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, which has right to understand the Lord. It is not that only Brahmins can understand the Lord and only high caste people or learned people, initiated people. He said, whoever understands the science of Krishna Bhakti, he is Guru. So because Ramananda Rai was born in Kayastha family, supposed to be a Shudra family, so he was hesitant to talk about Krishna Tattva. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with one shloka established this fact that whoever is knowing the science of Bhakti, he is the topmost Guru. And that's how he opened doors to all so-called Shudra born people to become even Gurus. Before that, the Brahminical culture was very orthodox when he was born in Navadvip also. Brahmins were quite restricted, they would not allow anybody else to come up. So by this particular pastime, and much before that also, when he was in Navadvip also, he established the fact that there is nothing like orthodox Brahminism. Anybody who takes up to the holy name of the Lord and accepts the principles of devotional service, then he can become the topmost of realized soul and can even initiate people. And another very historic statements he made, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, Narapati, I am not Vaishya, I am not Shudra, I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a Vanaprastha, I am not a Brahmachari or a Grahastha. I am simply the follower of the Master of Gopis. Gopi Bhartur, Padakamalayor, Das Das Anudas. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in his lecture of Srimad Bhagavatam in 1976, he spoke in the first canto, 7th chapter, and he said, if we want to be recognized by Krishna, if we want to become residents of Vrindavan, then we must take this lesson from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is to become servant of the gopis. This is Prabhupada's statement on the particular verse given in the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, quoted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself from Bhagavatam. Then, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila, 13th chapter, 37th verse, purport, Prabhupada writes, Lord Chaitanya instructed Jagadananda Pandit to remain apart from the Brijvasis, as devotees on Vaidhi Bhakti platform may misunderstand the activities of people on the platform of Raganuga Bhakti. In the story of that Kalia and the jewel and the Kalia pastime also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay in Vrindavan, the same thing is explained. Do not associate with people whom you don't know, because we are on two Neopath platform, they may be elevated platform, it may bewilder and shake our naive faith, komal shraddha can be destroyed. So that's why Jagadanand Pandit was advised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to not mix with Brijvasis and be with his God brothers associates and save his consciousness from getting polluted even in Vrindavan Dham. And lastly, in the book called Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada says, we have to follow in the footsteps of Goswamis and search out for Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. This is the process recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to serve in the mood of separation. This is another revolutionary fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established, is that service to Krishna and service to Vrindavan in the mood of separation is the topmost than serving Krishna in union. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has blessed us with many, many revolutionary statements and facts. But the most important, what is relevant to all of us, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday is very coming very soon. And we have to understand that his mercy is unlimited. We have to simply take the shelter of the holy name. The holy name has power, what he has given us, that holy name has given, has power to allow us to relish the pleasures of Ras Leela, which Krishna gave in Bansiwat and other places in Vrindavan, while being in conditioned stage in Kali Yuga, when we chant the holy name and perform the kirtan of the holy name, all of us can instantly relish the pleasures enjoyed by gopis in the Ras Leela of Krishna. No one can stay unhappy in the kirtan of the holy name. Although you are morose, upset, depressed, and maybe some frustrations are there in your mind, or some anger is there, some envy is there, if one simply takes heartful participation in the congregational chanting of the holy name, we have seen in our practical lives, no one comes morose out of kirtan. Everybody comes with big smile when the kirtan is going on. And all people who are rivals or who are enemies or who are so-called not getting along with one another, they also become very friendly. So Prabhupada will always bring people together and make them dance holding hands. So this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is Ras Leela of Krishna. Being unqualified, by participating into Kirtan of the holy name, we will all, at least for that, those many moments, those many minutes, we can experience the ecstasy of Ras Leela that Krishna wants to bestow upon all of us. So let us all participate in the Kirtan of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Hari Nam Sankirtan ki, Yuga Dharma Hari Nam Sankirtan ki, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki, Tai Gaur Premanande. Hare.